Close your eyes and we'll try to connect with our breath again before turning to the second tapestry. Keeping your eyes closed for the duration of this short talk, try to take in what I'm saying by hearing the sounds of the words and sensing their meaning, but without overthinking or overanalyzing them. Instead, focus on the natural breath, coming in, coming out. Don't change the breath. Instead, imagine. Imagine the second tapestry, Restitution 1973. It hangs on the opposite side of the pavilion from Repair, at eye level. It is the same size as Repair, but has a pink border signifying the colour of good fortune and open-mindedness, but with a negative association of passivity and the pink triangle that was used to identify homosexual prisoners in Nazi Germany. This tapestry shows seven white men of varying ages and one young white woman gathered in a group in a gallery with museum objects leaning against the wall behind them. Their clothing reflects the fashion of the 1970s, displaying a mix of work and social classes. The group is arranged around an ornate wooden throne, decorated with beaded monkey figures. Two older men, one in black shirt and trousers, the other in a suit and tie, are seated on the throne itself, one behind the other, with more junior workers arranged to pose around them. Two men in casual shirts and trousers recline on the lower plinth in front of them, holding African objects, while others in suits and ties, plaid shirts and dungarees, surround the central pair, along with a young woman in a t-shirt and jeans. The throne supports the weight of four people, with others leaning in. They're carefully posed. Their expressions are light-hearted in comparison to the stern ones in the 1915 image, with strong light casting shadows on the left, making the image very theatrical. However, this is not a play, but an informal documentation of museum workers after work. It was taken in the Ethnographic Museum in Berlin, and the throne pictured is the Mandu Yenu throne, a royal throne originating from the Kingdom of Baman in Cameroon. So while keeping your eyes closed, let's imagine what it must have been like to take this picture one day after work in Berlin. Now open your eyes and return your awareness to the room and look at the tapestry. Thank you for coming and listening to this audio tour. Namaste.